Welcome to Memorial Stadium in Baltimore, for the game between the Washington Senators and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Eddie Yost. Batting second. The second baseman, Milt Bohling. Batting third. The left fielder, Roy Sievers. Batting fourth. The catcher, Clint Courtney. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Julio Becker. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Jim Lemon. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Bob Usher. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Rocky Bridges. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Chuck Stobbs. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Chuck Stobbs. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Billy Gardner. Batting second. The first baseman, George Kell. Batting third. The right fielder, Joe Durham. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bob Niemann. Batting fifth. The catcher, Gus Triandos. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Jim Busby. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Jim Bridwesser. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ray Moore. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Ray Moore. And now, play ball. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gardner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Milt Bohling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bohling hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bridwesser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers hits a fly ball into left field. Niemann settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner hits a fly ball into left field. Sievers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell hits a fly ball into left field. Sievers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham hits a fly ball into left field. Sievers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Julio Becker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Becker hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gardner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Usher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Usher takes first base on ball four. Courtney moves to second. Rocky Bridges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bridges hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bridges scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos strikes out. Two outs. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bridges scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Joe Ginsburg now catching. Chuck Stobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stobbs hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 0 for 1 in the game. Yost hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bridewesser fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Milt Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 0 for 1 in the game. Bowling hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 0 for 1 in the game. Sievers hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 2-0, Senators. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Courtney hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Ginsburg settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Senators 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is called out on strikes. One out. Jim Bridewesser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bridewesser hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ray Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 0 for 1 in the game. Gardner hits a fly ball into right field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Senators 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Julio Becker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Becker is 0 for 1 in the game. Becker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gardner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0 for 1 in the game. Lemon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bob Usher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Usher is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Usher hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gardner fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Rocky Bridges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bridges is 0 for 1 in the game. Bridges hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Usher moves to second. Chuck Stobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stobbs is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Stobbs hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gardner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Senators 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0 for 1 in the game. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Yost fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham is 0 for 1 in the game. Durham hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Becker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 0 for 1 in the game. Niemann strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Senators 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 0 for 2 in the game. Yost hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Milt Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bowling hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Sievers is hit by the pitch. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Courtney hits a ball on the ground towards first. Kel scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Courtney for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Senators 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Joe Ginsburg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ginsburg hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bridges scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 0 for 1 in the game. Busby hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bowling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Senators 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Julio Becker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Becker is 0 for 2 in the game. Becker hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Lemon hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Usher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Usher is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Usher hits a pop-up towards short. Bridewesser settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rocky Bridges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bridges is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bridges hits a fly ball into right field. Durham settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Senators 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Jim Bridewesser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bridewesser is 0 for 1 in the game. Bridewesser hits a fly ball towards right. Lemon settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Lemon. Bridewesser moves to second. Ray Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Moore strikes out. One out. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 0 for 2 in the game. Gardner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Becker scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gardner for the out. Bridewesser moves to third. Two outs. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0 for 2 in the game. Kell takes first base on ball 4. Joe Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham is 0 for 2 in the game. Durham hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bridges fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Senators 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Chuck Stobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stobbs is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Stobbs hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gardner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 0-for-3 in the game. Yost takes first base on ball 4. Milt Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bowling hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Ginsburg settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got two RBIs. Sievers hits a pop-up towards short. Breidweiser settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Senators 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 0-for-2 in the game. Niemann hits a pop-up towards short. Bridges settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Ginsburg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ginsburg is 0-for-1 in the game. Ginsburg hits a fly ball into right field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-2 in the game. Robinson hits a fly ball into right field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Senators 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Courtney hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gardner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Julio Becker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Becker is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Becker hits a fly ball into left field. Niemann settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lemon hits a fly ball into left field. Niemann settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Senators 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 0-for-2 in the game. Busby hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bridges scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Breidweiser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breidweiser is 0-for-2 in the game. Breidweiser hits a ball on the ground towards third. Yost fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ray Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bridges scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Senators 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Bob Usher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Usher is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Usher hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gardner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rocky Bridges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bridges is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bridges hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Chuck Stobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stobbs is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Stobbs hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Busby. Stobbs reaches second base with a double. Bridges goes all the way around to score. It's 3-0, Senators. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Yost hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Kell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Milt Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Bowling hits a line drive towards third. Robinson reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Senators 3, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 0 for 3 in the game. Gardner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Kell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Yost fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Joe Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham is 0 for 3 in the game. Durham strikes out. Two outs. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 0 for 3 in the game. Niemann hits a line drive into center field. Usher picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Usher. Kell moves to third. Bob Boyd pinch hits for Joe Ginsburg. Bob Boyd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyd hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Bridges fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The game is over. The final score, Washington Senators, 3, and Baltimore Orioles, 0. Goodbye from Memorial Stadium in Baltimore.